Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Megan from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm an alcoholic. If somebody had told me when I was first getting sober 6 years ago that I'd be standing in front of a large group of people sharing my story, I'd think, I'd say you're crazy. You know, that's kind of how my recovery has been the last 6 years. It's been walking through fear, you know. Everything I do has been walking through fear. And speaking is not my favorite thing, but when I'm asked to be of service in Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm more than willing to accept the challenge, so to speak. I met with one of my sponsees last night, and she has, like, you know, 2 months sober, and she's in the Salvation Army, and she was telling me about where she's at and what she's going through and how emotional she is and all this stuff. And she's like, I just want to be this and I just want to be that. And, you know, I told her, I said, you should just really, you know, accept where you're at. You know, don't try to be someone with 20 years sober right now. You know, try to be where you're at and accept it, and you're going to learn stuff along the way. And as I was giving that advice, it's like I heard my own advice. It was like, accept where you're at. And a lot of times in recovery, you know, I always want to be somewhere else. I want to be doing something else. I want to have this. I want to have that. And the one thing that I know about recovery and being sober in Alcoholics Anonymous is that the things that make me happy are not external things. They aren't things outside of me. They're not jobs. They're not cars. They're not X, Y, and Z. You know, my happiness, my serenity, and my peace come from the inside. And this program's an inside job. And I achieve that from participating in this program, from having a sponsor, from working the steps, and trusting in my higher power. And when I first got sober, I didn't know I wanted all that. I had no idea that even existed. When I first got sober, I was ready to die. I was drinking around the clock. I had gotten fired from my job. I got kicked out of where I was living. My parents weren't talking to me, and I was living in my friend's mom's house, actually really close by here. And I wasn't drinking anymore because it was fun. I was drinking because I couldn't not drink. You know, I was at that point, I was physically dependent on it. I'd shake horribly if I didn't drink. I was physically dying. And, you know, I didn't start off that way. I didn't start off with nothing, you know. I had my first beverage when I was about 14 or 15 in Mexico with my family and my brother, who was a lot older and cooler than me, and he had a mohawk, and he smoked cigarettes. He's like, hey, we're going to go drink some vodka OJ. Do you want to come? And I'm like, yeah, like, my older brother's so cool. He wants to hang out. And I had that first drink, and it was, I don't want to say magical, but it was, it really fixed me. You know, that first drink really fixed me. You know, all my fears, all my worries, all my anxieties, all those things, they went away when I had that first drink. And I remember that very vividly. It changed me. And I didn't start drinking a bottle of vodka, you know, right out the gate after that. You know, it was very slow and it was progressive. And I crossed the invisible line before I had known it was too late to go back. And, you know, after I crossed that invisible line of having a choice in drink and drinking for fun, I just went full force. You know, I started drinking around the clock. And when I ended up in my friend's mom's house, I was ready to die, and I got a phone call from my brother, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm here. What's up? And he's like, hey, me, mom, and dad are going to come pick you up and take you to rehab, so you better start drinking now. Because he, like, knew, you know, he's like, this is the last chance you get. And so they picked me up, and they took me to detox, and I went in at a 0.47 in detox, and I know it's coherent. Like, I actually remember that. Like, I have blackouts that I don't, you know, stuff that I don't remember. And I spent 30 days in rehab. And in that rehab, I learned about alcoholism and addiction. And I always believed that once the alcohol was taken out of my system, that, like, I was good. Like, I'm good. You know, that's, the alcohol is the problem. And the truth is that, like, my whole life, the alcohol was my solution, you know. Alcohol was the only thing I had in my tool belt to fix me, you know. If I was scared, I had alcohol. If I was happy, I had alcohol. If I, anything in between, you know, it was alcohol. And when I got sober, and I could no longer use alcohol to fill all those things and do all the things that it used to do for me, I looked at you guys that were already sober, and you seemed happy, and you seem at peace, and you seem like you're having a good time. And I was like, I don't know what they're doing, but if they can do it, I can do it. And so there was a lot of hope and a lot of strength in the meetings, you know, when I was first new. And, I mean, today there still is. And so I did what you guys do, and I got a sponsor, and I started working the steps, and I'm of service, and I continued along the path that I was told to follow to keep me sober. And, you know, the first sponsor I had, she took me through steps, and I did them, and I was of service, and I went to meetings, and, you know, at about 2 years sober, I started getting that, like, restless, irritable, discontent thing going on, and it was like nothing was like fitting right, you know, like nothing was working, and it was like everything was a struggle, and it was like sobriety shouldn't be like this. This shouldn't be that hard, you know. And I ended up getting a new sponsor and going through the steps again. And the second time I went through the steps, it was a whole different deal, because the first time I went through them, it was a lot of the stuff I was looking at was behaviors and things that I'd done while I was drinking. And the second time, it was kind of looking at my behavior and who I am in recovery. And that woman that took me through the steps saved my life that second time, because I was so uncomfortable in who I was without alcohol at 2 years sober. And after working those steps the second time, I found like a whole new level of peace and a whole new level of joy and contentment and happiness. It was incredible. And like to this day, I know for a fact that this program is a continuous, ongoing solution for me. For me, alcohol was so like, if I get drunk enough, I'll black out. Or if I get drunk enough, I won't feel anything. And then it was the next morning, I had to do it again. And then I did it again. And like for me, this program is, it's like a continuous solution. That if I run into a problem, you know, I call my sponsor, crack a book, you know, crack the book. And there's a solution in there for me. And just knowing that if I'm in here and I'm living the principles in all my affairs to the best of my ability, you know, every day, and going to meetings and being of service and being helpful, and that there's a continuous ongoing solution for all my other problems, you know, I'm pretty stoked to be here. And when I'm happy and comfortable in my own skin, I really don't have the desire to put alcohol in my system. I'm not interested in it. And I'm just really grateful to be here, and I think that's all I got. Thanks.